Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does an ambassador do? What kinds of skills are necessary for the job? Let's go in depth with Renee Jones Boss, ambassador to the United States from the Netherlands. Ambassador, when you were a little girl, did you ever think that you would be an ambassador? Was that one of your dreams?
No. I have to say, when I was a little girl, I was always interested in the rest of the world and in international affairs. I think it's partly because my father traveled a lot, and he used to go around the world and come back from Poland with a Polish doll, or from Turkey with an object from Turkey. So the international aspects were always very much part of my family. And my great-grandfather was one of the first people in the Netherlands who traveled down to Egypt. So I think traveling and being interested in the world around us was always there.
And hence your love of language. How many languages do you speak?
Well, some of them get a bit rusty, but in the Netherlands, when you go to school, you have to do French, German, and English. So Dutch is our native language. And English, I think most people speak because you have to communicate around the world. And then you cross the border, you're in Germany, so you have to speak a bit of German. You cross the border to the south, you're in Belgium and France, and you have to speak a bit of French. And after I finished high school, I went to Italy, to the Università Italiana per Stranieri. So I learned a bit of Italian. And then I did Russian studies, so I learned Russian at university.
Wow. And so Russian studies, do you...
Yeah.
But you're working as ambassador to the United States.
Yes.
Do you prefer to work, you know, in Europe or with the Russians?
Well,
or is there something about the United States that you've learned to enjoy that work?
I think, you know, when you need a basic college degree, and I have a master's degree to join the foreign ministry. And part of what you do is to work on your area of specialization. So with me, that was Eastern Europe and Russia. So I lived in Moscow for a few years. I lived in Prague in the Czech Republic. But United States, whatever you do in the world and wherever you are, the United States is always part of the equation, right? You're still the most important country in the world. You're a very dominating factor when it comes to international relations. You're the biggest economy in the world. So the United States is, for us, I think, the most important country.
Well, what is the general opinion of the United States and the Netherlands now?
I think a lot of people are very fond of the United States, right? You have a very good name. People remember the liberation at the end of the Second World War by American servicemen. We have still war cemeteries in the Netherlands that are looked after by Dutch families and Dutch citizens. So I think there's a very positive basic attitude. Then, of course, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, you know, you were growing your economy and everything that was new came from here. Fridges, film, Hollywood, shows, I Love Lucy, all these kind of things came to Europe as well and to the Netherlands as well. Music, of course, in the 60s and the 70s. Then I think, you know, maybe around the time of the Iraq War, there were a lot of differences of opinion. Not everybody in Europe agreed with the war in Iraq. But I think now, if I look, I think we're very much working together. We're both facing economic difficulties. And I think we both have a big interest in working those difficulties out together.
And our soldiers are shoulder to shoulder,
absolutely,
too, aren't they, in Afghanistan?
Yeah. Yeah, I said this morning we had an exhibition at our embassy, which was called From Korea to Kabul. And Dutch soldiers have been in all of those conflicts, you know, shoulder to shoulder with their American colleagues.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Renee Jones Boss, ambassador to the United States from the Netherlands.
Now, I have to mention Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
He's an Iowan. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Herbert Hoover was born in Iowa, moved to California, and his significance there is that he helped lead the European recovery with relief efforts. Mm-hmm. And so is he a name that you hear about in the Netherlands?
I think what you hear would hear a lot about is Marshall. Of course, the Marshall Aid after the Second World War. I think President Kennedy very much... was a person who appealed to a lot of people. The Dutch are very proud of the Roosevelts because they were of Dutch heritage, Teddy Roosevelt and FDR. But I think through history, different American presidents have been very popular. Hoover, I think Iowa, I will have to do a little bit more public relations for you there. I don't think many people would know that back in Holland.
Okay.
But I'll remember it and I'll tell them all about it.
Well, I had to try to make that tie. Not many Iowans know about that either. So, yeah. What does an ambassador do? It's certainly more to it than wandering around looking at cities and talking to people.
Yeah.
There's got to be a lot of stuff to it.
Well, I think what you do is basically you promote the interest of your own country, in my case the Netherlands, in the other country, right, the United States. And what that interest is differs from country to country. So it could be when you're in Singapore, that is very much economic. Or when you're ambassador to a country like Zambia or Malawi, it's very much development cooperation. I think what is so special about being in the United States is that we have a very broad relationship. And you mentioned a few things already. Well, first of all, I think a very important economic relationship. We are the number three investor in the United States and your seventh trading partner. So we have a lot of business interests. And businesses encounter problems or challenges, or they need help with opening a door, or they want to know what's happening in Congress, or they need information from the administration. So I think the economic side of the relationship is a very important one. And we also try to attract American business to the Netherlands. So, you know, we find out which American companies want to invest in Europe, and then we try to entice them to come to the Netherlands. So there's a large economic chunk, and I personally go visit businesses, the administration, Congress, to work for the Dutch interest. Then we have a very broad political relationship. As I said earlier on, you are the biggest player in the world. So, you know, whatever happens in the Middle East or the Arab Spring or Iran or the relationship with China, it's very important to know what the United States is thinking, doing, where we can work together, where we can bring our interest in line. So that's a large part of just finding out, knowing what's going on and trying to bring positions together. We have a strong defense relationship. And that goes from the strategic, like a NATO summit. Next year there's going to be a NATO summit in Chicago, to very practical. Our F-16 pilots train in Tucson, Arizona. Our helicopter pilots are trained here. We buy equipment and material from you, so we have contracts. And whenever there's a problem and it needs to be solved at a higher level, I can step in there. And we have a lot to learn from you in many areas. So there's an interest in education, universities, healthcare. I know you're struggling with your healthcare system, and it's very expensive, but you have some very good hospitals, some very interesting research and innovation places, so where we can learn from you. Making programs for the many visiting delegations and dignitaries, and building up a network. I think that's a very important thing to do for an ambassador. You have to build up a network. So if somebody comes from the Netherlands or if we have a problem, you can open the door. And what you also have to do is to spread the word about your country and the opportunities and possibilities. And that's a big challenge because you're very huge, 50 states, and it's hard work to go and visit all those states and to spread the word about the Netherlands and to find opportunities to work together.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Renee Jones Boss, ambassador to the United States from the Netherlands. So this is a really important visit then for Pella and for Marion County, in the sense that you will now have established those relationships with some of our major corporations that can help us grow the local economy and help you grow your local economy through exchange relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so if you don't have those relationships, it's a lot different. You just don't do a cold call to a... Well, I'm sure that you could, but it's harder call somebody about
it. It's much harder. So it was interesting. You know, we visited a couple of corporations here, Pella Corporation, Vermeer Corporation. And in one of the presentations, somebody said it's all about people. It's people who build relationships. It's people who invent new ways of working. It's people who have good ideas. And that's the same in the international field. It's all about people. So if you look at America from the Netherlands and you don't know anybody here, you don't know what's going on, you don't even know where to start. If you have an embassy here and people here who do know what's going on, who build up relationships, you make it easier to make the two countries work together. And that's what we do. So it's a lot about meeting people, getting to know people, and not just for a friendly chat, however nice that is, but to think about, right, you know, what can we do with this? And an interesting example this morning also is Lely, a Lely company. They're coming here, they're expanding, they're building. That's very good for you because it creates new jobs in Pella and it creates, you know, building and infrastructure. It's also good for the Netherlands because it creates a foot into the American market here for a Dutch company. So that is why we're very convinced, you know, you have to look everywhere for the best opportunity. You can't just do it in your own country. And the basis of that is relationships.
When you were touring Pella Corp and Vermeer and wherever else you went this morning, did you have any ideas? Did you think, oh, I see a collaboration here, or I see something we can do together? Did you see anything like that you can share?
Well, Vermeer is very active internationally, and they have a company in Goes in the Netherlands as well. So I certainly want to follow up with my economic department, right? We have an economics department in the embassy and people who think about attracting more trade and investment and see what more we can do there. And this is all related to agriculture. Agriculture is a growth area in the world because there are more and more mouths to feed. Iowa is about agriculture. So I'm definitely going back and talk to my economic and agriculture people to see what more we can do here.
What brought you to Pella? Who arranged that? How did that happen?
Well, I heard about Pella when I came here, basically, right? You read up on the United States, you read up about the history. And there's a few places where the Dutch have very definitely created a space for themselves and left a mark, an imprint. And Pella is one of those. So it was on my list from the beginning. Holland, Michigan, Pella, Iowa, New York, New Amsterdam, Albany. And this was a very good opportunity because I always wanted to go also to the state fair. And Iowa has the best state fair. And Julia told me it's on the list of 1,000 things you need to do before you die. One of the things is visit the Iowa State Fair. So, you know, what with the state fair, Pella, the Dutch connection, and also the interesting politics, of course, with the debate tomorrow night, the Ames straw poll, it seemed the perfect moment to come and visit.
So what do you think about the political process of the selection of the presidency of the United States in Iowa?
That's why I'm here, just to look at that, right? Because it's so different in our own country. We don't have a directly elected president. So, and you know it roughly when you look at it from abroad, but it's very different being here. And, of course, Iowa is plays such an important role in all of this. So I want to see how that works. What is a straw poll? How does a debate like that work? What do the candidates do? What effect will that have later on in the campaign? So I hope to learn a lot about the political system here.
So any last thoughts you'd like to share with the people of Pella?
I would say I was really, really struck by the warmth and the hospitality, by the beauty of the place, the fact that there are flowers everywhere. And as that's certainly not the case everywhere I've been, by all the Dutch names. And nobody speaks Dutch anymore. And that says something about the Dutch imprint, but also about the adaptability. You know, I think when Dutch people go somewhere, they want to fit into their surroundings and community. And from what I see here, the Dutch in Pella, Iowa, have just done that. So lovely place. And I'll tell everybody in the Netherlands to come and visit.
Thanks to Ambassador Renee Jones-Boss for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.